Finally. Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Tara.
Rip Van Sessions is gone. Good riddance. Yep.
Hit the snooze button.
Yep, hit the snooze button at home. Somebody else needs to take that position over desperately. I can't say enough bad things about Jeff Sessions. I really can't cram it into a segment. I mean, this man stole 2 years of the Trump presidency by allowing, you know, deep staters who had committed crimes of at least perjury. We know that in writing from the FISA court. That's not supposition. To spy on Trump and his campaign and terrorize him with real investigations. Remember, based on completely fake premises, they had no evidence of any kind of Russian collusion. So they would call up the media, whisper in their ear. The media would run, you know, articles, and then they took the articles to the FISA court saying, see here, the media even knows about the conspiracy. Well, they were the ones who planted the articles. That's manufacturing evidence. If our solicitor did that, he'd go to prison. You can't do that. And Jeff Sessions has not only ignored that, he put the very people behind it in charge of investigating the president, or allowed them to be in charge of investigating the president while he was at the Department of Justice. All of this, Lee, I mean, let's not forget this, all of this to help Hillary while allowing the real, you know, crimes committed by Hillary's campaign, the deep state, to go unaddressed. I mean, the donation for the dossier alone is a federal crime. It's a felony. Spending over $60,000 with a foreign entity is a felony. Jeff Sessions, see no evil, hear no evil when it's Democrats. I mean, when he wasn't doing that, Sessions was defying congressional subpoenas aimed at holding the deep state accountable, as if he and his department were above the law. I mean, literally helping to hide the evidence of DOJ, FBI crimes in the process. And all that while he used, you know, subpoenas he feels shouldn't apply to him on a daily basis against other normal Americans. I mean, this guy is an absolute class A hypocrite who enabled, you know, an entire criminal class. And I would say, Lee, tarnished a justice system to the point where it will never fully regain the faith and trust of the American people. I will never trust the justice system as long as I live. And that is a really sad thing for me to say as a conservative who believes in law and order.
So I take it that you're a little disappointed with his performance.
I am a little disappointed with his performance. I think you could say that. I mean, I would go so far as to say his tenure was a national disgrace. I mean, he literally may have overseen, like, you know, the enablement of a police state in its infancy. When, you know, if you had been a true patriot, you would have done everything in your power to crush it and restore justice to, you know, our joke of a justice system. I mean, this man literally, and you know, here's the thing, Lee, I don't know that people understand this. When you look at those races yesterday,
Yeah. Okay,
those 40, the 40 or so, I mean, that came down to just a couple of points.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff Sessions did that. I would argue, I would put the chances at fair that we could have kept the House had Jeff Sessions not done that. And let me tell you why. What motivated the left, and I play this for you all the time so you can understand where they're coming from. They believe because of the, you know, the investigation that Jeff Sessions allowed Rosenstein to do when Rosenstein was the one who perjured himself with his signature on the FISA application. Oh, yes, we checked all this evidence. We know it's true. We want to spy on the president. He had not checked. He knew it was fake. He had to because it was fake. And yet he lied under penalty of perjury. Incredible. Why were the Democrats so motivated yesterday? I lay that at the feet of Jeff Sessions, allowing the lie to live. I mean, let's just run through a small sample. We've played these over the last year. This is what they have marinated the left in over a year on the mainstream media.
It seems
this Carl Bernstein, by the way,
today that we crossed a line that we can't go back over.
It's Don Lemon.
Are we headed for a constitutional crisis, Carl?
If the president continues down this road and if his enablers in Congress continue down this road, a constitutional crisis in the sense that the system may fail us.
Or how about former Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm?
I think it's treason. And this issue about this slow-moving coup that you describe is one issue, not the only issue, but it is a huge issue.
It's a huge issue. Or, hey, how about this?
We have a guy, a president, who clearly is owned by Putin. We basically now have a press release that's been put out, that's been twisted and mangled, that now will give this president permission to fire Rosenstein, who will now take over this investigation. Our democracy is under siege. People need to start taking to the streets. This is a dictator. This is not something to analyze anymore.
Yeah.
This is not something, oh, a good day for Trump.
Yeah.
This is frightening stuff if you are an American. If you're somebody who's 80 years old and sitting at home and you've watched the greatness of this country, you should be terrified. And if you're a 12-year-old and the future is in front of you, this is terrifying. This is not time to analyze and pundit. People, this is we need a revolution at this point.
Or how about this from the New York Times about how Trump is a dictator who wants to murder people because of, you know, his collusion with Russia, that he is just like Putin.
I'm sorry. Your argument that he's not the leader of the free world because he's not standing up for democracy, he's not standing up for humanitarian rights.
He's a sort of junior player in a block of authoritarian countries.
And the people like the European Union are no longer looking at him as a leader any longer, and they're thinking of doing their own thing.
They see him as, right, they see he's instead, he's like, right, he's part of a block that includes Vladimir Putin, Duterte. He's, you know, he's kind of part of a, he's part of kind of an axis of power.
Well, hold on. That's
worse. It's worse than that. Not that that's not the worst thing you could have said, because it's about the worst thing you could say about him. But
well,
if he's not the leader,
rounding
the
people up and murdering them without any due process.
He'd certainly like to.
This is what they've been marinating in. That's a small sample. I got a massive file on here. Massive. I could play it for an hour. This is why we had to fight on Tuesday, and this is why I would say we literally probably lost House seats, maybe the House. Because of what Jeff Sessions did.
And that's also why the whole Jim Acosta CNN White House briefing thing happened yesterday. You know, they try to pretend that this stuff is done in a vacuum, but this is the type of stuff that CNN has been in the lead on in accusing the president, the White House, the administration, and, you know, verbally harassing and abusing the staff. And then, you know, Acosta becomes the story. I doubt that 2% of the population of this country could tell you what the question was. But everyone who saw that could tell you that there was a situation between the president and that reporter who has now lost his White House credentials. And quite honestly, I think rightfully so. There's a line that has been crossed by the media in this country and by the left on the level of incivility that is allowed. And you may not respect the person that's president of the United States, but you are in the White House, which is the people's house. That is the president of the United States, whether you voted for him, supported him, or think he's even duly elected. He is the president. And when he tells you he's done with the questioning, I can take one blowback and one effort, but after that, it's like you're done. And then to brush aside a young aide who is simply trying to take the microphone, which by the way, belongs to the White House, and hand it to another reporter, and then brush her aside as he did.
He put his hands on her.
Yeah, he's denying it. He's saying there's a lie,
yeah,
but I watched the video. I saw it happen.
I went frame
to
frame.
And when I saw it, I'm like, wow, you know, he just touched this young lady. And I know that I'm not going to say that there was anything sexual or there was anything assault or, you know, but it was simply he was irritated and he just brushed her aside because she was trying to grab the mic from him and he would not relinquish the mic, which obviously is a White House mic to begin with. You know, it's just sad to see the media drop to this level. Had that been a Fox News reporter that acted that way toward a President Hillary Clinton or a President Obama, you would have seen the left and the media throw them under the bus, period. End of story. And what Acosta did is not in keeping with the image of what the press should be in this country. I think he should actively go after the president on any issue that he believes is worthy. But the story should have been, he didn't answer my question, not that I got into a pushing match with a White House aide.
And he did. If you go frame by frame, he puts his hand over her hand. He did touch her. He put his hand over her hand, and he's pulling on the microphone. You can see it in the frame. Yeah. And you're saying, he didn't touch her. Yes, he did.
Yes,
you can
did.
See it.
He in no way injured her. It was a mild little, I wouldn't even call it a scuffle. It was just a little brush back, and it was not that big a deal. But the thing is, he should never put his hand on her, period. And she had every right to take the mic from him. She was doing as the president had requested. And he was the one that was being the jerk and the bully in this. Although I know that the left and the media are going to say, no, it was the president. He should be acting more presidential. No, I'm sorry. Acosta crossed the line.
No, well, in the video, you can see, and I've been watching White House press conferences for years because I cut audio from them. You can see the other reporters. You get one question. That's all you get. It has always been that way. And when he completes his question, they pop up because it's their turn.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is not just, oh, well, it's, you know, it's Trump's evil. It's bad. No, this was rude to the entire rest of the White House press corps. You don't get one extra question because you're Jim Acosta and you're better looking and smarter than everyone. That's not how it works. It has never worked that way. Through multiple presidencies where I've been cutting this audio, from Bush to Obama to Trump, you get one question. That's why their hands went up in the air and they jumped up.
I was fully expecting to see a shoe tossed at him very shortly.
It's coming to that. Yeah. I tell you what. Yeah. It is. By the way, the questions, you brought up, Lee, the question that Acosta asked Trump. I think that is incredibly newsworthy as well. You said most people don't realize what it was. I've got it. I'm going to play it coming up in the hour at 7:35 because people need to hear what they have become at CNN. There was a reason. Did you see Trump's body language? Like he was all but restraining himself from hitting Costa?
Yes.
Well, the big part of that.
He walked away from the podium.
Oh, he did. I have never seen just so angry. And he had every right to be. When you hear what Acosta said before he got into the microphone wrestling match with a girl. I'll play that at 7:35. But we got something we got to get to first. It was just yesterday I predicted with the Dems in charge, the deep state would begin attempting to influence elections toward the Democrat Party. And voila, it's not even 24 hours. I've got evidence they already did. Yesterday, in this very hour, I predicted that the deep state would be off the chain without Devin Nunes, Mark Meadows, and others in the House to oversee their activities, which they were barely answering for before. And I said they would begin to play an active role in attempting to influence our elections, much as they do in China and in Russia. This is why every modern leader of the country of Russia, going back to USSR times, has come out of the intelligence community. Here in America, you come out of the state legislature, or, you know, if you're going to be in leadership, if you're going to be the leader of our country, you come out of the state legislature, you usually have a political background of getting elected. Not there. They come out of the KGB, the RGB. They come out of the intel community. They rule with authoritarian power in those countries. We are headed toward that. I've been telling you that for a long time. We have evidence of it. But first, I'm going to read the text line. Texter writes, I guess when CNN's Jim Acosta blocked the intern's arm when she tried to get to the microphone, I assume we finally found obstruction in the Trump presidency. LOL. Yeah. Texter writes, why is Pleasantburg closed by the downtown airport? I have no idea. But you should know that Pleasantburg is closed by the downtown airport. Texter writes, just say it as usual. Acosta was acting like the other word for a donkey. So says Mrs. Veronica. Good morning, Veronica. Texter writes, Tara, let's refer to it as Donald J. Trump's house and watch them go nuts. Another texter writes, if I was invited to an intercom meeting and behaved like Jim Acosta behaved, I'd not only be escorted from the building, I'd also be placed on trespass notice. Well, you know, what a great point. Could you do this at work? Yeah. I can tell you, I cannot imagine anyone in this building doing it to the individual who is in charge here in this building. You'd be on your way out the parking lot with your box in your hand by noon. You would. Could you do this at work, what Acosta did? You can't. And yet they expect to be allowed to get away with it. CNN is blaming Trump for this. Texter writes, Acosta must have thought he was Joe Wilson shouting you lie to Obama. Texter writes, Tara's Trump should have stepped down there and taken the microphone from that little weasel after we took it from her. I think he was on his way to do that. I think he was. I mean, the man was wrestling with a girl. Texter writes, good morning, Tara and Lee. I bet this fabulous omelet I'm cooking right now that Acosta got a standing ovation when he got back to the office. Of course he did. But the Antifa mob at Tucker Carlson's house. Yeah, we're going to get to all that this morning. The Antifa mob apparently found Tucker Carlson's address and tweeted it out last night, showed up at his house, chanting stuff. Yeah, I bet you will not see anyone on MSNBC or CNN condemn it. So this is what they want. This is what they want. Did the FBI seek to influence the midterm elections? That wouldn't be the first time. Not at all. No, they intimidate people all the time. Them in the CIA, the deep state does. Spying on Dianne Feinstein, spying on Lindsey Graham, spying on Rand Paul's campaign for president, spying on Lindsey Graham's campaign for president, spying on Feinstein, Graham, and other members of the Senate Intel Committee when they were trying to oversee the CIA. conversations Dennis Kucinich had on the phone leaked, recorded and leaked. Remember when he was a Congress member? He was opposed to invading Libya. Obama wanted to do it. His conversations were leaked to punish him. I mean, this just goes on. They listen to everything and they do what they want with it. God knows what they'll do next. And I predicted yesterday, with the Democrats now in control of the House, they will have or feel they have cover to begin to aggressively attempt to influence elections again. I predicted that. We have some evidence they just did. Let's go back to Cesar Sayoc. Remember him? The one with the van with the Trump stickers all over it and the bombs. Do you remember first seeing the bombs? You're not a bomb expert. Did that look like it would blow up? Do you remember in the first 24 hours, at least on Fox, they had bomb experts on and they were going, wait, that's not going to detonate. That's a joke. Well, in order to achieve the proper level of seriousness and the storyline that America and the left were under attack by fascist conservative zealots, they needed a bomb that would blow. Do you remember me quoting Cesar Sayoc explaining in court? I'm not defending the guy. He's a crazy jerk, more crazy than jerk probably, given his mental history. He said, listen, I wanted to send a message. Those bombs weren't going to blow up. They weren't going to hurt anybody. Going into the midterm election, it would be one thing if an actual dangerous substance was sent to politicians. You know, like the ricin that went to President Trump, but nobody cared. Like that. It'd be another entirely if this was a fake bomb scare, wouldn't it? I mean, yeah, distasteful, and yeah, the guy's crazy. Yeah, he should do some time in prison, but not a major news story. They needed the bombs to be real. And the FBI helped, it appears. We'll keep our eye on this. Christopher Wray, the head of the FBI, remember when he did that press conference? Because, I mean, by then, the experts on TV looking at this, bomb experts looking at this going, this thing ain't going to blow. I mean, this is a joke. Each device consisted of roughly, he said at the press conference, 6 inches of PVC pipe, a small clock, a battery, some wiring, and what is known as energetic material. See those other things? The clock, the battery, the wiring, the pipe? Those won't blow. You need energetic material, he said, which is essentially potential explosives and material that gives off heat and energy through a reduction to heat, shock, or friction. Explosives. Though we're still analyzing the devices in our laboratory, he said. Well, the problem is that when you're going to indict a guy on a bunch of charges in court, and you're going to move forward with those indictments, eventually the judge has to see the evidence that there is explosive material in the bombs. Doesn't mean he wouldn't go to prison or anything. He still should, even if it's a hoax. But a bomb that won't explode is a totally different thing from a bomb that will. Investigative reporter Paul Sperry all over this. He's the former D.C. Bureau Chief of Investors Business Daily and an investigative reporter for Real Clear Investigations and the New York Post. He's the only one who caught what happened in court yesterday. Did you see this? Judge wanted the evidence. Energetic material. You know, the explosives. You know, stuff that would have made the bombs blow. Where is it? FBI said it was there. Let's see it. FBI is refusing to say. Refusing to provide evidence of the energetic material. But you know what? What the heck? They refuse to comply with subpoenas that they issued to normal Americans every day. So, you know, why would they have to provide actual evidence in court? They're the FBI, right? Here's Paul Sperry's tweet yesterday. Keep your eye on this. We're going to be all over this going forward. Exactly what was the energetic material the FBI allegedly found in the male bomber Cesar Sayoc's 13 IEDs, none of which went off or actually threatened Obama at all? The FBI still won't say, even in court. Why the cover-up, question mark? Were they actually bombs or were they simply fireworks? We need bombs. We need a good bomb story for the midterms, don't we? So far, the FBI not saying in court. Keep your eye on this, folks. This is the kind of thing they do. That would have made a huge difference. Huge. In the coverage of this, in the credibility of this. We would have laughed at them and gone, he sent some fake bombs. Whatever. That goes on all the time, by the way. I mean, just, you know, threats, things like that. On both sides of the aisle. I mean, you got nutcases. I know. I worked in a congressional office. That's routine for you to get stuff like that. Did the media play this up to make it look like the bombs were real with the FBI knowing the whole time they would have never blown? Was Cesar Sayoc telling the truth in court when he tried to tell everybody, listen, this was meant to send a message. These weren't going to blow. I wasn't going to hurt anybody. And why won't the FBI say? Is it because they hoped to influence the election? We're going to keep our eyes on this. I have a feeling I know exactly where this is going. By the way, acting AG, the new acting AG, Matthew Whitaker, replacing Rip Van Sessions. We'll see, okay? When it comes to the DOJ, I don't believe anything they say from anybody inside the DOJ. But after Jeff Sessions turned in his resignation on Wednesday, yesterday, President announced Matthew Whitaker would take over the position as acting attorney general. Whitaker will be taking over Rosenstein's job overseeing the Mueller witch hunt. Matthew Whitaker is described as a, quote, Trump loyalist, unquote, who has been privately described as the West Wing's eyes and ears in the Justice Department, says the New York Times. So it might be true. In August 2017, Matthew Whitaker, who will now be running the Department of Injustice, penned an op-ed for CNN titled Mueller's Investigation of Trump is Going Too Far, wherein he argued the special counsel is roving outside his jurisdiction. Yeah, that's got to be nipped in the bud. And there's more. In July 2016, before the presidential election, Matthew Whitaker, so we didn't know Trump or anybody who was going to be elected, Matthew Whitaker penned an opinion piece for USA Today where he argued that Hillary Clinton should be locked up. I believe myself to have been a reasonable prosecutor, he wrote, and when the facts and evidence show a criminal violation has been committed, the individuals involved should not dictate whether the case is prosecuted. A reasonable prosecutor might ask if on numerous occasions an unknown State Department employee had taken top secret information from a secured system, emailed that information on a Gmail account and stored that information on a personal server for years, would that individual be prosecuted, he wrote. I believe they would. Let's see. Let's see what happens here. This is about to get very, very interesting. We're keeping our eyes on the mass shooting. A gunman kills at least 12 at the Thousand Oaks Bar. It's a California dance bar. Actually, they're now saying 13 dead when you include the deputy. It's tragic. He has passed away at the hospital. Keeping our eyes on that, we will keep you updated on it. The shooter is dead. 800-347-1063, text line 71307. All right, I want you to hear you've heard about Jim Acosta and what he did in grabbing the microphone and all that kind of stuff, right? But did you hear what he said to Trump beforehand? This is what passes for journalism now. This is the mainstream media that likes to pretend they're mainstream, but they're actually left-wing activists. If you want to know why Trump looks so outraged, take a listen to what he has to put up with and ask yourself, is this journalism? Jim Acosta actually gave Trump a lecture. Yes, this wasn't a question. Take a listen.
I challenge you on one of the statements that you made in the midterms. That this caravan was an invasion. As you know, Mr. President, the caravan was not an invasion. It's a group of migrants moving up from Central America towards the border with the U.S.
Thank you for telling me that.
Why did you characterize it as such?
Because I consider it an invasion. You and I have a difference of opinion.
But do you think that you demonized immigrants
I want them to come into the country. But
Illegal immigrants. Are you kidding me?
They have to come in legally. You know, they have to come in, Jim, through a process. I want it to be a process. And I want people to come in. And we need the people. You know why we need the people, don't you? Because we have hundreds of companies moving in. We need the people.
But your campaign had an ad showing migrants climbing over walls and
so
on.
Well, that's true.
But they weren't actors. They're not going to be doing
that. They weren't actors. Well, no, it's true. Do you think they were actors? They weren't actors. They didn't come from Hollywood. Right. These were people. This was an actual, you know, it happened a few days ago. And
they're hundreds of miles away, though. They're hundreds and hundreds of miles away. That's not an invasion.
I think you should let me run the country. You run CNN. All right. And if you did it well, your ratings would be much better.
If I may ask one other question, are you worried?
That's enough.
I was going to ask one of the other folks.
That's enough.
Pardon me, ma'am.
Excuse me. That's enough.
So at this point, he is accosting, putting his hands on the young woman. They've denied that, but you can see it if you go frame by frame. Poor kid.
Senator, I had one other question, if I may ask, on the Russia investigation. Are you concerned that you may have—
I'm not concerned about anything with the Russian investigation because it's a hoax. Are you— that's enough. Put down the mic.
Mr. President, are you worried about indictments coming down in this investigation? Mr. President.
I tell you what, CNN should be ashamed of itself having you working for them. You are a rude, terrible person. You shouldn't be working for CNN. Go ahead.
I think that's unfair.
You're a very rude person. The way you treat Sarah Huckabee is horrible. And the way you treat other people are horrible. You shouldn't treat people that way. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Jim.
He gave him a lecture. You can't say the caravan's coming to America. Jim, you were reporting the caravan was coming to America until the Democrat Party told you it was hurting them in the polls. And then remember they flipped and said you weren't allowed to say that the caravan was coming to America anymore. They literally had a guy embedded with the caravan that was headed toward America until they realized it was a problem for them. And then they said everybody else shouldn't report on it. Remember, Fox News, it was racist. They literally had a guy embedded in the caravan a week before. Again, here's CNN.
But they haven't been running on that. They've been running on an imaginary caravan.
It's imaginary. Look, they're hundreds of miles away. Yeah, they're walking here, Jim. That's why you covered it extensively a few weeks ago. Texter writes, wow, Tara, I just watched the Acosta video. He should be arrested. Wow, the president doesn't double talk at all. They wouldn't have talked to Obama that way. Such cowards. Another texter writes, Lee, thanks for the heads up on I-85 this morning. Saved me lots of time. Always appreciate the excellent traffic updates. Oh, well, we're happy to provide them. Texter writes, I love President Trump. He's got guts, and I love that. He is such a bold, brave, bad rear end. Yeah, that was not journalism. There's a lecture. You can't say it's an invasion. Why? Because I, Jim Acosta, refuse to allow you to say that. Jim, who writes these rules? I, Jim Acosta, write these rules. It's an invasion. We can all see that. Well, you know, they, just because they went over some walls. Well, it was hundreds of miles away. Yeah, they're headed here, Jim. You're slamming immigrants. They're not immigrants. They're illegal immigrants. Trump has not slammed illegal immigrants in recent memory. The only ones he did slam were the ones who come from terrorist harboring and sponsoring nations, who we are not properly vetting. Oh, it's maddening. It's maddening. Oh, by the way, we're headed to a constitutional crisis, the left said. Yeah, they're already getting started over Sessions firing. I'll tell you about all that next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.